here with NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport. And Ian, when you talk about the Broncos, it's all about the quarterback position now. How much have you heard if the team will be interested in free agents out there, or they're going to let some of the younger guys develop here?
Right. Of course, we're talking about Tony Romo. It's just get it right off the bat. And, you know, to me, the Broncos are kind of taking the right approach here. You know, this, and this is just my understanding. I know it was said publicly. This is just my understanding. They got two good young quarterback prospects, the kind of prospects where it sounds like most teams would really like to just have that. You know, you got Trevor Siemian, not heralded, but, you know, in a really good place to improve and grow and become whatever he becomes, an entrenched starter, a great bridge starter, a really, really good backup. Whatever he becomes, he's in good position to do that. Then you obviously have Paxton Lynch, who is a first-round pick who can throw a beautiful football, who everybody loved coming out. And maybe it's not this year he plays, maybe it's the year after or the year after, but the talent is definitely there. And, you know, it sounds like the Broncos are a legitimate landing spot for Tony Romo at the right price. And, you know, the Broncos are so keen from a business sense, so in tune to making sure that they are responsible, that, you know, if Tony Romo would accept the right price, I could see a marriage happening. I really could.
Team could be built to win right now, so it makes a lot of sense.
You know, look, and if you look at Tony Romo's career, and this is something he knows, he's never played with a defense like this. And he's done a lot of things. He has not won a Super Bowl. Really hasn't come close. He also hasn't played on a team as talented as the Broncos. And that's kind of why I know for in his mind, even, I mean, we've talked about this for months, like this was always a spot where he was like, if this worked, this would make a lot of sense.
Speaking of that defense, have you heard anything about DeMarcus Ware? He said he wants to come back, but the Broncos really haven't said much about him.
Yeah, I think that'll be another price issue there. You know, I would expect some interest from the Cowboys as well, just as far as a potential reunion. And I don't know if he's come back to the Broncos, but I do know that signing is going to end up being one of their best. And not just, I mean, he was productive and all that, which is fine. But, you know, the impact he had on guys in the room, the difference he's made in helping Von Miller become the Von Miller we've seen, like, I don't even care about his stats. Like, that's probably as big an impact as any. Just setting the tone, you know, when this team was trying to build, he was hugely important as far as just helping guys understand what it takes to be professional.
Lastly here, obviously Vance Joseph comes in implementing his system. What do you think about the hire there with Vance Joseph?
Easy call. This was the job he wanted. This was the job, you know, he was the candidate I think the Broncos wanted really from the jump. You know, I remember someone asking me, you know, last year, well, who's going to be the Adam Gase of this coaching cycle? And to me, even though Vance had only been a coordinator for 1 year, he was the guy. Just as far as like building a culture, being, you know, charismatic and dynamic, and the X's and O's stuff is fine. Like, you can, was a very good coordinator without a ton of talent, but you can find good coordinators. Like, it's about being a leader, and I think he's going to be a really good one.